G'day and welcome to this edition of the Bradcast, hosted here on Anchor. It's the thoughts and musings of me, Brad George. Let's get straight to it. My thoughts on Australia Day. No mucking around with this one. Where am I at with it? What's my position? Look, I don't particularly care what day we celebrate Australia Day. Preferably, I'd like to see it in the summer. So then you can get out and do something, or you can have your Australia Day ceremonies, all those award ceremonies, you know, Citizen of the Year, Sportsperson of the Year, blah, 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 whatever the case might be with that regard. So let's do it in this sort of weather. And when I say this sort of weather, it needs to cool back a little bit. 42 degrees is what we're looking at here in Albury today. You might be able to hear the air conditioner on in the background. So yes, have it in summer. The date, I'm not too far fussed with. As long as it ends up being a long weekend, let's do it. Let's just say, let's use an example, the last weekend in January. Because it's great weather, and you go, rightio, the last weekend in January, that will be deemed a long weekend for Australia Day. Don't have a particular date. So then it doesn't offend too many people or other groups or whatever the case might be. Because it is offending our nation's first people, the Aboriginals, and they see it one way and some other people see it another way. And I'd rather celebrate the great things about Australia. Let's have a day that recognises unity with everyone. Like I said, make it the last weekend in January and say, rightio, the last weekend in January will be deemed Australia Day, long weekend. You can either have the Monday or the Friday off, leading in or out of that weekend. Pretty simple, so it doesn't offend anyone. Then you can have your Triple J's Hottest 100, you can have Australia Day sporting fixtures, whether that's cricket, basketball. You can go to the beach, sit by the river, you can get all your family together, because that's what I love about public holidays. Not so much the religious significance or the historical significance of it all. I'd rather see people just getting together and making the most of the time. Be it family travelling for a long weekend or whatever you need to do, let's have an Australia Day weekend for that. And more importantly, celebrate what's great about Australia. Lamington's Meat Pies, Holden Cars, Aussie Rules Football, Collingwood Football Club. The fact that we can drive down to the nearest shopping centre, they've got great amenities there. Schools, they're brilliant. Our schools are absolutely sensational compared to other countries. Our hospital systems are relatively well looked after. We've got great hospitals, great medical care. We're a very lucky country. We can zip off to the snow if you're in the right part of Australia. You can go to the beach, go surfing, get chased by sharks, jellyfish, poisonous fish, all that sort of stuff. You can do that here in Australia. If you want to climb trees, you can do that in Australia. Certain other countries, they're bound by certain religious laws and you can't do this, can't do that. Here in Australia, freedom of speech is huge. If you're not happy about something, you can say it. Although political correctness is getting a little out of hand as far as I'm concerned. I just didn't like the idea the other day where they said they're thinking about not calling a batsman or a ruckman, they have to be a bat person or a ruck person. So taking that gender specification out of it. Anyway, that's my stance on Australia Day. Let's say the last weekend, let's just pick a date in the middle of summer, near summer, and say, rightio, it's going to be the last weekend in January, and then the following Monday or the preceding Friday will be deemed Australia Day, and you can have your long weekend and you can celebrate it as you wish. We do it with unity, no matter where you're from, what your background is, and move forward rather than try and dredge up errors and mistakes and misgivings of the past. Let's celebrate what's great about Australia, how great Australia can be, whether it's on the sporting field, in your own neighbourhood, in your town, your suburb, whatever the case might be. Just get out there and enjoy Australia Day. Pies, snags, Lamingtons, VB, the lot. Look out, here comes one of those transition sound effects. That's my say on Australia Day. And just like that, we are back with thanks to the hosting service Anchor. This is the Bradcast with Brad George. Now, you might have seen me posting on Facebook on Sunday with regards to the little Aussie movie called The Barbecue. They had their world premiere here in Albury. And a lot of people asked me, why do they have a world premiere for a movie in Albury? They rolled out the red carpet at the cinema centre, Regent Cinemas. What do they call it nowadays? Oh, Regent Cinemas, that's right. They rolled out the red carpet and all the stars arrived. We're talking Shane Jacobson, Manu Fidel. We had Nicholas Hammond, who was in The Sound of Music, and the original American Spider-Man on the TV series. And Magda Zabanski also played great parts in this Aussie movie. Now, this is in the very same vein as The Castle. I'm telling you, it has the potential to be the next Kerrigan family story. Now, it's all about the family Cook, and that's their surname, Cook, and how the father of the family absolutely stuffs up a family barbecue. It makes national news, and from there, he's got to prove himself as the ultimate barbecue chef, taking on the bad guy on this occasion, Manu Fidel. Yep, so you really want to get along and take a look at this Aussie movie. The whole family enjoy it. You can take the kids, you can take mum and dad, you can take the grandma, the grandfather. You're all going to love the barbecue. And it was a great night to catch up with all the stars, walk the red carpet, and feel somewhat important because I got to see the movie before most other people, except if your name's Liam Renton, who got to see a media preview of it before I did. Some world premiere. But still, it's a great movie all round. I'm telling you, you need to get out and see it. I gave it a 3.5 out of 5. Just the humour's great. You see all sorts of bits and pieces of Albury. That's why they had the world premiere here in Albury, is because they filmed a lot of the movie bits and pieces here in Albury. One of the local butchers on Barella Road is seen there. Albury High, my old high school, gets a run. So it's a great Aussie movie. If you want to get along and take a look at it, it's The Barbecue. It'll be hitting cinemas in February, I think around Feb 22. But certain cinemas, and I know my mate Craig Tesla in Griffith, I'm pretty sure he'll have it for Australia Day. And this weekend here in Albury, I think there's some sneak peeks at the cinemas here in Albury, Regent Cinemas. So look it up. Have a look at the trailer on YouTube. I tell you, you're going to love it. It's an Aussie movie called The Barbecue. It could quite possibly be the next story, the Kerrigan family story. It could be, yep, up there with the Kerrigans and The Castle. And we're back with the Bradcast. You might have seen that I've been posting about a certain vacuum cleaner. Yep, you've seen the Facebook post. Now, that vacuum cleaner is an $89 deal from Kmart. Now, how I come to be aware of it was I saw it on A Current Affair, and they were going on about certain cheaper products that do the job as good, if not better, than their big-name rivals at hundreds of dollars more. And this vacuum cleaner popped up, and I thought, well, yeah, I'm in the market for a vacuum cleaner. So with that, I toddled down to Kmart. No vacuum. Out of stock. We always sell out within minutes of them arriving. So everyone else had had the same idea I did, saw it on A Current Affair and thought, all right, I'm going to go down and get one of those $89 vacuums. They're a 1200 watt model and they do an amazing job. I can tell you this now because I had to wait 3 months to get one. So when you see me post about those $89 Kmart vacuums, by all means, if you can afford $90 and you're in the market for a new vacuum cleaner, shoot down straight away and get one. Now, last night, they had a fair whack of them in Wodonga. I was there fairly late last night, about 9:30, just before 10 o'clock, and they had a stack in Wodonga at $89. They're a great vacuum cleaner. They're an upright. They do everything you want. Adjustable height, bagless container. And as I said, I had to wait 3 months before I tracked one down for myself. And in that 3 months, I looked here in Albury on a number of occasions. I happened to be in Wagga, so I thought I'll go and have a look in Wagga Kmart. Nothing there. I was in Shepparton over the journey. Went to the Shepparton Kmart. Nothing there. And occasionally I had a look in the Wodonga Kmart. So that's why when you see me having a bit of fun on social media with regards to the Kmart vacuums, I'm posting it there because my original post, everyone said, where can I get one? When can I get one? Where are they? Are they in stock? And essentially, like I said, without the help of Danielle down there at Kmart, I don't think I would have got one. I probably would have because I saw them in Kmart last night in Wodonga. But $89, they're rarely in stock. And when they do go on the shelf, they disappear within minutes. I promise you, this is one of the greatest vacuums you're ever, ever going to buy for $89. And at $89, if you're 12 months, 2 years use out of it, and it carks it or conks it, well and good. It's better than shelling out $500 or $600, aren't they, for the Dyson vacuums. And apparently, according to comparisons, they say this vacuum is just as good as the Dyson equivalent. Getting all hip-hop on you there, just for a second. We're back with the Bradcast, hosted here on Anchor. Now, my Bandits, the Albury-Wodonga Commercial Club Bandits, both teams are looking really good for their April 7 launch. They are seriously recruiting very well. We've got a big man. Now, I know very little about this bloke, apart from what I've seen online and social media, Rashad Hassan. He should be a big addition, a little bit of height for the Bandits in 2018. Christy Makube is out of the USA. She's travelled around. She's played in Germany and wasn't far off playing WNBA basketball over there in the States. She's going to be a huge addition to the girls' team. And with a little bit of experience, as she's had through, I think it's George Mason University in the USA, and her world travelling at basketball, Christy will be a great addition for the girls. He's back. He played in 2012 with Deborah George on our championship team there. Daniel Sopokas. He's had a little bit of time in Tasmania, and he's back in a Bandits uniform. Also back in a Bandits uniform out of Ohio, Emily Harmon. She's played with the Bandits before. Tall girl and can play. Once again, experience being brought to the younger girls, your Casey Aderns, BJ Greens. All those sort of players will really thrive having Emily Harmon and Christy Makube in the team for the Bandits. Lamar Mallory's also back. We're getting a lot of players coming back into the Bandits uniform for 2018. Lamar Mallory played a couple of seasons ago, and we've got him back and can really run the floor and throw it down with authority. And the big name that everyone waits to see if he's coming back, sponsored by Vision Screen Printing last year, give it up for number 3, Deborah George. He is back. D. George is back. And I'm telling you, I'd consider him not far off Alan McCowan as being one of the best players to ever pull on a Bandits uniform. Some of the things I've seen Deborah George do have absolutely floored me. When I've got the best seat in the house, I'm sitting courtside on the bench as the court announcer for the Bandits. I can tell you, I've seen him hit shots you look at and you go, there's no way no one's going to hit that. And then I've got to go, boom, 3-pointer for D. George. I have to call it because you think it's not going in, but somehow he manages to pluck an unbelievable 3-pointer when it's needed. He's a clutch player. He can throw the three or the outside shot from just about anywhere. I've seen him hit half-court shots. I've seen him grab alley-oops that are thrown almost to the roof of the Warren Jackson Sports Centre and then dunk it with authority. The man runs the floor. He's all heart, determination and passion. No matter what uniform he pulls on, Deborah George is a key player for the Bandits and he's back in 2018. And let me tell you, I'm absolutely stoked. So all in all, it looks to be a good season for the Bandits. And with that said, I'd like to see a lot more people getting to the girls' Bandits games. Now the girls tip off around 6 of a Saturday afternoon or if we're playing on a Friday night. So please come along and support the Albury-Wodonga Commercial Club Bandits. They're a great team. It's a great family atmosphere. It's a cheap night of entertainment if you've got a family on board. Say you've got 2 kids, 2 adults. The kids can come along and they can get autographs after the game once the final buzzer sounds. They can meet all the players. And like I say, it's a great family atmosphere at the Lauren Jackson Sports Centre. And I just invite everybody to come along and get right behind the Bandits in 2018. Men tip at 8. And like I said, it's a great team and family atmosphere. plenty of room for you to sit. You'll really enjoy the night. And with a bit of luck, I can get the crowd fired up every night. So I'm on the microphone firing it up as the Bandits court announcer. It's something I'm really proud of. I take a great deal of pride and passion in what I do with the Bandits. And it's just a great night out. Please come and join us in 2018 at the Lauren Jackson Sports Centre. And we tip off April 7th. Write in your diary now. Quick, grab a pen. Quick, move it. Get a pen. April 7th is when the Bandits will tip off. And I want you to get your backside courtside. We're almost done with this edition of the Bradcast, hosted by Anchor. I'm going to leave you with a tip to keep cool, because we got 42 degrees here in Albury today. That's nearly 100 for my mates listening in the US. Now, here's my tip. What you do is if you take a look on your phone and say, all right, it's going to be a fairly hot sort of day tomorrow, have a little bit of preempt, a bit of planning to you. You go, okay, it's going to be 37, 38, 39, 40 plus degree day tomorrow. So the night before, grab yourself a water bottle or whatever your water container is, and then fill it about quarter of the way full. Quarter of the way full, that's all you need. Fill it quarter of the way full. Throw that in the freezer and leave it for a couple of hours. And then before you go to bed, if you remember, leave a post-it note on the fridge that says, look, there's a frozen water bottle in the fridge, or whatever the case might be to remind yourself. Set a reminder on your phone. Then you take that frozen quarter of the bottle out of the fridge and you fill the rest of the bottle with cold water and then just leave that in your normal refrigerator overnight. So essentially what it does, it freezes a block of water at the bottom of your water bottle. And then the top of your water is chilled by that frozen block of water at the bottom of your water bottle. Do you follow what I'm saying? So I'll go through it again for you. Quarter fill your water bottle with water. Freeze that in the freezer for a couple of hours before you go to bed. Then, just before you go to bed, take it out of the freezer. Fill the remainder of the bottle with cold water and then leave it in your refrigerator that night, and it chills the water for you right through the day. How's that for a simple way to keep cool through summer, especially on a day like today? Hey, I'm out of here. Hope you've enjoyed the Bradcast for this edition. If there's anything you want to chat about, anything you want to talk about, hit me up on Facebook, zip me a message and I'll make a note of it and I'll bring it up in the next Bradcast. I'd love to hear what you're thinking of the Bradcast. If you've got any topics for discussion, something that's been bugging you, something's been ticking you off, and you want my point on it, i.e., like I spoke about Australia Day, let me know. Zip me a message on Facebook, because that's the main social media that I use. Occasionally I post to Instagram, occasionally I post on Twitter, and I rarely use Snapchat. I only occasionally, very rarely, look at Snapchat. So hit me up, let me know what you want to talk about on the Bradcast, and I'll give my point of view, because I'm Brad George, and you're not. This has been the Bradcast.